40 days after, I found an article that I want to share with you. 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus ascended into heaven in the sight of a rather large crowd of his disciples. It was very dramatic, as the sight of a man levitating straight up into the sky and passing into the clouds and out of sight would tend to be. Imagine a space shuttle launch, except a man who is just in front of you, speaking and eating with you, suddenly zooms straight up into the clouds like a rocket. This isn't a fairy tale. This really happened. Can you imagine how simultaneously terrifying and wonderful such a sight would be? The word for it is the overused to the point of being meaningless word, awesome. The ascension was awesome. The verse I want to read to you is Mark chapter 16, verse 14, which is just prior to the ascension. Mark 16, 14. At length he appeared to the 11 as they were at table, and he upbraided them with their incredulity and hardness of heart, because they did not believe them who had seen him after he was risen again. He upbraided them. That's an odd word. We don't use that word or hear that word very often. But he didn't slobber them with kisses. The risen Christ, resurrected, transfigured in glory, upbraided them for not believing. Here's the Merriam-Webster definition of upbraid: to criticize severely, to find fault with, to reproach severely, to scold vehemently. He busted their chops, so to speak. No dialoguing and tender caressing. Think about this. He's minutes away from ascending, and instead of slobbering them with kisses, Jesus Christ, in perfect charity and complete love, in order to make absolutely certain that they got his message and understood exactly what was going on and what they were expected to do, so that they and the rest of the world could hear the gospel, criticized them, found fault with them, reproached them, and scolded them vehemently. And then, after getting rebuked by God Almighty, they watched him ascend to heaven in a terrifying and awesome display, the purpose of which was to put an exclamation point of masculine, potent command on the Great Commission to go forth and spread the gospel to every corner of the earth. He could have just disappeared. He could have walked off into some trees and just vanished without any drama. He didn't do that. He went all Saturn V rocket on them. And you know what? That's exactly what those people did. They went forth and spread the gospel. And most of them were executed for doing it. Why? Because masculine strength is inspiring and beautiful and good. These are godly qualities. Masculine strength says, I care enough about you to speak straight. And I want you to follow me into battle and fight beside me, because I think you're worth it and I believe in you. But you need a good tongue lashing, and I'm going to give it to you. Think Patton, General Patton. Think Charles Martel. Think Alexander the Great. These leaders are mere types that point to the ultimate man and leader of men, Jesus Christ. The apostles had committed the sin of doubting, and I think recently I've committed the sin of complacency, and maybe there's a sin that you're struggling with and fighting against, and maybe the message that Jesus has for us today is, get squared away. Get squared away right now and follow me. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word of truth, and thank you that your name is music to our ears. And I pray, Lord, that you would continue to have mercy on us and continue to teach us and use us, I pray, in Jesus' name.